First Timothy and the chapter 1, Second Timothy, chapter 1 and the verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. And with the word of God, let's just seek his face in prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, we pray now that you'll bless us in these moments around your word. We pray, Lord, that you'll speak to our hearts from thy truth today. And Lord, that this day will be a day of rich blessing even in this house. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to just consider for a few moments this morning the subject, a mother's faith is a blessing. We read here in this verse 5 concerning a grandmother and a mother. And it's always wonderful to look and study some of the ladies in Scripture. It's very often we mention a lot of names of men, and you could go through a number of them this morning, and rightly, you could probably give a background to the actual story or context that man's name was found in Scripture. And yet, maybe when you come to certain ladies in the Scripture, apart from maybe Ruth or Esther, along those lines, that's as far as you would maybe consider. But in verse 5 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we come across two ladies. One is a grandmother by the name of Lois, and the other is a mother by the name of Eunice. Mother, can I just say to you, even in her introduction, mother's faith, even in Scripture, have changed the course of history. If you study some of the mothers in the Bible, it will do your heart good just to look at certain ladies in the Scripture who were actual mothers. We take, for example, the mother of Moses, Miriam, who spared the great deliverer's life. You remember the boy child was going to be killed, along with many other of the children of men, of male children of that day. And of course, she made that little ark and took great care and attention to it, and placed that little baby boy inside the ark and put him into the bulrushes. And of course, many will know the story from there, how the king, the Pharaoh's daughter, came down and bathed. And of course, heard the cry of the little child and went to that little child and of course got the nurse to take care of it, who was the mother of Moses himself. How God works out his plan and his purpose. Because, you know, God wanted that little child, even as an infant, to grow up in a godly home. A home where Moses would hear the way of salvation. And therefore, in those early days, instill him to that young boy, who one day would become the mighty leader of the children of Israel, the truths of God's precious word. And of course, he became the deliverer under the hand of God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. We think of Hannah, and how the testimony was of Hannah that she prayed for the child. That's a lovely line in God's word. Oh, that every mother would be a praying mother. Even in her own congregation, mother, if you're saved today, I ask you in Jesus' name, you will take that family that God has given to you, and it'll be the testimony of your life. She prayed for me. I remember reading one time concerning a pastor, and he was speaking to his congregation, and he says, when it comes to the time of his death, there's one thing he wants his children to look into his face and be able to say, above leaving them a load of money or property or whatever it is, he wanted them to be able to look into his face and say, that father told me the way of salvation. You know, every mother and godly mother in God's house today, you should desire that your family be able to look back and say, my mother prayed for me. Beautiful hymn that, by the way. One of the hymns that our own pastor would sing at times, my mother prayed for me and taught me right from wrong. Of her I have sweet memories. but she's in the hands of God. I'm glad my mother's still around today, but I know there's a day coming probably, if God wills, that I'm still here and God takes her. I'm glad I'm able to say my mother is still praying for me. And many of you are in God's house today because there's mothers praying for you. Young man, you might have been out in the things of the world last night, but I'll tell you this, Mom was back home praying for you. And you're in God's house today because God has answered her mother's prayer, Lord, look after my boy. He's away out in the things of the world tonight. He's away to get his booze. He's away to get his party scene. But, oh God, I'm asking you that you will keep your hand upon my lad and bring him home again through the door tonight or the early hours of the morning. And God, in doing so, most of all, save a soul. Maybe you're here today and mother's already gone, but you have never yet come to trust your mother's Savior as your Savior. Hannah prayed and dedicated him to the Lord. Oh, mother, dedicate your children to the Lord. Oh, you might want them to be a doctor. You might want them to be some kind of person high up in society and do well. And in a sense, there's no harm in that. But I say to you, mother, today, hand your child over to God. And ask God that he would bless them and save them and use them in the days ahead. The mother of John and even Charles Wesley might give birth to those that one day would see a revival sweep through England and further afield. Who was the mother of Eunice? Well, really her name's not that familiar in the Bible. Her name's Lois. You've got it there in verse 5, and it says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. Lois brought faith to her daughter then. And Eunice then brought faith to her son Timothy, who became a blessing to Paul and even the early church. And faithful mothers can start a chain reaction in their home of faith itself. I want to look at three things very quickly this morning. First of all, a mother's faith may spread to her children. We do not know here, really, to be honest, when Lois came to faith in Jesus Christ. You will never find exactly in the Bible the exact time or even place that Lois put her trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we do know that at some point she trusted him as her Savior. May it's recorded there. You will see that unfeigned faith that is in thee which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois. She understood she was a sinner. There was a moment in Lois's life that she realized that she was gone from the Lord, that her back was against God. She realized that she needed the Lord Jesus Christ to save her, and she grasped the concept of his grace, how that he came to this earth to be her Savior and to be her Redeemer and friend. And she responded in faith to God's love. God worked so much in her life in bringing her to salvation. We know that for a fact. I ask you today in God's house, can you recall a moment when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? As you sit in God's house today, can you point to that place or that time when the Lord Jesus Christ done the miracle in your heart? Woman in the congregation today, can you say, I know I'm saved? I can remember well the day or the night of my conversion. And even though we may not have these details here, it was certain Lois was a saved woman. It was certain that one day she met the Savior. And one day she gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. We know her faith was genuine because the word unfeigned there means genuine. She was genuine in every way. Not only was she a saved woman, but every aspect of her life, her character, her hospitality, her love for the family stood out as a real true witness that she was born from above. Mother, today, can I ask you in your home, does your family know that you're saved? Not only because you've said it, but by the way you live. By just even everything you say and that love and that care do you give to the family, even there, this is a genuine salvation. This wasn't a put on a Sunday.
This was a salvation that lived during the week. And we know she shared her faith with her daughter. Dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. She was a woman that passed it on. She was faithful in telling her daughter the way of salvation. She was faithful in giving her testimony. Tell her family circle about her love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Eunice saw Christ in her mother and she believed. She knew it was real. Wasn't anything fake about this. She knew her mother's love for Jesus was real. And in doing so, she wanted that same faith. Oh, that we would have an impact on our family like that. Even our fathers as well, but since this is Mothering Sunday, we concentrate today on that particular aspect. And my, you'll see here, she was testifying to her family. Maybe, Mother, you have not yet told your children their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're seeing. Oh yes, you've been born again, but as yet you have never told them God's wonderful salvation and what He can do for them. Maybe you've never witnessed as yet to them and told them their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I would urge upon you today that you will pass this message on because it's a message they need to hear. That message of Calvary's love. Mother, that family that God has given to you, may God bless you to be a witness to them. May God use your witness even in pointing your children to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're in the congregation today and maybe naturally you're not a mother. But my, you love the Lord. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher here today and God has never given you a family as such, a natural family. But I'll tell you this, God has given you a little flock around your feet. And as you teach that little flock, oh, may you may have a mother's heart towards them. And that you will love them for Jesus. And that you'll be faithful to their little souls and telling them their way of salvation. I have a couple of aunts who are not natural mothers. One of them is a Sunday school teacher in our congregation in Tandragee. She had me in one of her Sunday school classes. She had a hard job in her hands. But my, she was faithful in telling me, even though I was her nephew, my need of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have another aunt and she's involved in children's work. She may not have her natural family, but she brings those weigh-ins to the meeting and she loves them and she prays for them. And I know God will answer a prayer for that family God has given to her. Oh, mothers today, and grandmothers, you're in the meeting. See that little grandchild that you've been given, or grandchildren, you pray for them. That little grand weans that God has given to you, you be faithful till their soul. You have a job to do. There's some in our meeting this morning, and I know for a fact they're good grandparents. They have a desire to get their children to God's house. And God will bless you for your witness, and I'll tell you this, that witness will not go unnoticed and will not be lost. Because that child will always remember grandmother's prayer and faithfulness in getting them to the things of God. Granny this morning, or nanny, whatever you want to be called. You be faithful to them, grandchildren, and God will bless you and use your witness to the salvation of their soul. A mother's faith may spread to her grandchildren. Eunice gave birth to Timothy. In fact, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are wonderful books to read. You will find here that young Timothy was blessed of God indeed. Undoubtedly, Lois and Eunice had high hopes for Timothy at his birth because, in fact, the meaning of the name Timothy was honoring God. That's a good name to give. a special name. And no doubt they wanted other things for him, but the main object was that he would be God-honoring. He would put God first in his life, and therefore they would bring him up in that particular area and aspect. They would get him to God's house, they would get him to the ministry of his word, they would be faithful in their home to him, and that one day would honour God by giving to him his life. How would these two women reach young Timothy for the Lord? They did it, I believe, so by demonstrating genuine faith in their lives. I also believe they did it by their prayers and examples and their teaching. And I'll tell you this is still how we reach those that we love for Jesus Christ. You know, we thank God for those who reach them in their children's work and our youth work, and even in our Sunday school, but I'll tell you this, that does not take the onus of a mother in bringing those little ones up and telling them the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean we shove our responsibilities off to those over involved in the youth work or children's work. We have got to take it personally. God has entrusted these children to us, and therefore we have got to deal with it in the light of those words, and we have still got to prove to them the way of salvation. If you turn to the book of Ephesians, you will see there in the chapter 6 and the verse 4 it says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." We don't read of a father here as such in this verse. I don't know what the father's situation may have been here for Timothy, or as a husband to Eunice. I don't know, because we're not given it. He may have not been around at this stage for a certain reason. We're not pointed out, but I'll tell you this. Here is the mother's role as well, if the father is not around, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Nurture them in the gospel. Get them to the house of God. Get them to the things of God, and God will bless your faithfulness to their soul. Even in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, in the chapter 22, we read these words concerning the bringing up of our children. And in the chapter 22 and the verse 6, we have that probably a well familiar verse of the scripture, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Even though that child may wander out into the things of the world, I'll tell you this, that child will never forget the teaching that it got in the early days. Even things that happen to, and maybe you're even here today, things that have happened to you even in your young childhood, even today, they come fresh to your mind again. It may be somewhere where you spent a holiday. It may have been a certain incident that happened in your life, but it comes back to the memory. And you find often those who can come and testify of a mother's faith and a mother's testimony to her children. Maybe young man or young woman in God's house today, that your mother's faithful to you. Maybe you're in God's house today just to shut mother's mouth up to be here, that you're not rhyming on over the rest of the day about going to God's house, and you've just come to keep things quiet in the house. That's all. And maybe in deep down in your heart, you have no time for your mother's witness. To deep down in your heart, the last thing you want to hear is this salvation story and preaching again. I say to you, young man, young woman in God's house today, if you have a mother like that, you should thank God for her. Because you know what they're only doing? They're only been good and faithful parents to your soul. And they're longing that one day you'll come to know their Saviour, your Saviour too. Because I'll tell you this, you can have all the brains of Britain. And you can have all the gold you want in the bank, and you can live in a fanciful home and so on. But you know what? Your parents realise, what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and he lost his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And young person in God's house today, you don't know if you'll be here next Lord's Day. Oh, maybe you're here this morning, as I just said, that just to please mother. But I'll tell you this, you can get all what this world has offered, but if you die in your sin, you'll be lost in hell for all eternity. And where your mother will be someday, you will never be. There's a beautiful hymn in our hymn book. There are loved ones in the glory, whose dear forms we often meet when you close your earthly story. Will you meet them in the sweet by and by? The other day, a mom seen her twin daughters go on the school bus and probably said their goodbyes, I don't know. But like you naturally do, you give your children a kiss in the morning as they go out, expecting them to come home. But little did Father know that a few moments down the road he would have to go and get his teenage girl out of the bus. And she was already gone. 16 years of age. I have a young nephew, 7 years of old. And the other day in his class, the wee girl took a pain in her hand. Took her to a hospital, of course, as you would. And they done all the tests they could. And the family was told she's a stroke. Down the left side of her body. 7 years old. Mother, we haven't all the time in the world to pray for our children or witness to them. You take every opportunity, because who knows what a day they bring forth. And her own pastor's brother, yesterday, getting ready to go to somebody else's funeral. Little did he know that his wasn't too far behind. Young man and young woman in God's house, never you look down on your mother's witness, because all she does, she has a heart of love. And she's longing that before you close your eyes in death, that you'll have already put your faith in Jesus Christ. That you will never go to the lost eternity in hell. Can I say in the final place this morning, a mother's faith may spread to future generations. Timothy became Paul's companion in the ministry. I have no doubt this brought great joy to this mother's heart and grandmother. Here was their young boy that the scene brought into this world and loved and cared for and prayed for. And now he was going into the ministry of the Lord. I have no doubt this blessed her soul. Friends in God's house, you might have great aspiring things for your child, but I'll tell you this, if God calls that child in to serve the Master, there's no greater work on this earth that your child could do, to be a preacher of the Word of God. And I have no doubt deep in their heart they were thrilled the day he was saved, but I have no doubt they were thrilled that he became a preacher of the gospel. Paul's letters to Timothy still spread the faith even today. You've got them there in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Timothy preached at Berea. He preached in Corinth, Macedonia, Ephesus and Rome. And through Timothy's life, the gospel was being spread. Grandmother was faithful. Mother told him the way of salvation. Together they prayed for him, and one day he took up the baton and spread the good news of God's saving grace. Oh, I say to you today, a Christian's mother, a Christian mother's influence is unlimited and priceless. Love your mom. Love that teacher that has been faithful to your soul. And I say to you today, trust the Lord as your Savior. Maybe today you would love to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Then you come and speak to us and we'll be glad to point you to Mother's Lord. Maybe you're a lady in this congregation today and as yet you have never trusted the Lord as your Saviour. Oh, you've been a good mother, all right. May you give those weans the last bit out of your mouth. If they needed anything, you'd be the first there to help. But you're not saved. Oh, I pray today that you will come and trust Jesus Christ as your Saviour. We read about the virtuous woman and virtuous in many ways. But one thing in it says that excelleth them all. She knew the Lord. You can be good in all the ways you want. And a faithful mother and bringing up the children. But I ask you today, are you saved? Can you say today, the Lord is mine and I am His? Grandmother, are you saved? Oh yes, you've been down the road for a long time now. Yes, you might be God-fearing. You've made sure that you got the children out to church and all the background to it. But as yet you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour. If you haven't, you will never be in heaven. Or maybe you're a lady in our fellowship this morning, and once you walked well with God, once you loved the Lord, and once you even prayed for that family God gave to you, but today you're far from the Lord, and you're not praying to the Lord for the family anymore. Or maybe you are, but you're out of step with the Lord Jesus Christ. Mother that's backslidden today, come back to the Lord and lead that family to Jesus Christ and really pray for them. Timothy could thank God for a good mother. He could thank God for a faithful grandmother. Oh, that today you would aspire to live your life before the children God has given to you. And that today you would pray them into the kingdom. And mother that's saved, never give up hope. Maybe you feel your witness has fallen on deaf ears. Listen to these words, and not from a child. Thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, what has been able to make thee wise unto salvation. Keep at it, and God will answer your prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. And if God has spoken to your heart and you want to be saved today, maybe you're a lady in our congregation, maybe a young person today, and you've realized what a blessing it is and what a privilege it is to have a saved mum. Or even a saved grandmother, and you know for a fact they're praying for you, and their greatest desire is that you would come to Jesus Christ. Well then, why not come today? Come now. Father in heaven, we pray, Lord, that you'll write these words upon every heart. We ask today, Lord, that even this day will be a day when mother's prayers will be answered. And Lord, that you'll unite the family in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that thou will bless our homes. We've been singing, Lord, this morning, O give us homes. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless our homes in these days. Cover them beneath the blood. We pray, Lord, that you'll meet their every need. And most of all, Lord, that you'll save our children, save our teenagers, and Lord, make them men and women of God. Part us with your blessing. Take us to our homes in safety. Bring us back to the evening service. And we pray that today thy Spirit will strive with hearts, bringing souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.